Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest today is Ellen D. Davidson, author of the multilingual children's picture book, The Miracle Forest. It's a true story of one man's dream to revitalize a desert plain and grow a forest. And from that forest emerged a community that nurtured and expanded the forest, which evolved into a sustainable ecosystem with a local economy that supported the community. It's a story of resilience, imagination, creativity, and the profound impact of collective action. And best of all, it's a storybook for children. Ellen D. Davidson joins the exchange from her home in Northern California. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you.
The story you tell of the Miracle Forest is well-written, easy to understand, and powerful. What prompted you to tell it as an illustrated multilingual book for children?
Actually, about 16 years ago, I was reading an adult book, and I don't even remember the title, and there was a paragraph about the community, and suddenly it was like a voice spoke in my head and said, this is a children's book. And I had already written some children's books, so that began my odyssey to try to turn this story into a book for children.
Okay, so you had previous experience as an author.
Yeah, I wrote a humorous picture book out with Charles Bridge called Princess Justina Albertina, and I had at that time written a young adult dystopia. It was one of the first in that long run of dystopias, and so not much experience, but a little.
Well, tell us about this story. Give us a summary.
It was such an inspiring story to learn about because Paolo, from the time he was a young man, had a dream of people living sustainably with the resources that they had on hand in harmony with nature. And he wanted to prove that it could be done even in harsh environments. And so went out to the barren savanna where not much grew in eastern Colombia. And slowly their dream did come true, but they couldn't get anything to grow. Except finally they tried tropical Caribbean pines, and the pines grew. And then, shaded in the understory of the pines, tropical seeds that hadn't been seen in the area for thousands. Some biologists even speculate it might be 30,000 years, spontaneously regenerated rainforest, bringing back over 260 different kinds of species. And it really was a miracle beyond anybody's wildest expectations. And now they're proceeding to create more of these restored rainforests all over Colombia. Paolo says this can be repeated anywhere in the tropics.
Well, he started with this barren savanna.
Yeah.
And he put windmills on it.
Well, they needed water. At first, when the people that came with him were also dreamers, scientists, artists, engineers, teachers, and innovators. And they were just eating canned food and sleeping in hammocks. But the water was making everybody sick. So they needed the clean water from underground. And it was a problem having the power to get it. And these they invented a seesaw pump that was so light that children could pump the water playing on it, and these really lightweight windmills that only weigh about 120 pounds. And actually, the windmills are known as gaviotas because they're all over South America, I guess, now. They're also inexpensive and affordable.
So once they created the windmills to try to solve the problem of the clean water, that introduced another problem. How did they address that?
Oh, the soil was really acidic. And in tropical rainforests, once the rainforest is lost, it's nearly impossible to bring back. That's mainly because of the loss of topsoil. And so they couldn't really get anything to grow. All their crops wilted, and they wanted fresh vegetables. They wanted trees to buffer the wind and for shade. So eventually they just tried tropical Caribbean pine trees, which grew in, you know, Central and South America, but were not at the time growing there. And they lived, not only did they live, but they made the soil less acidic and increased the groundwater through transpiration, and even supported the community because the resin the trees produce is used for everything, paint, violin bows, all kinds of different items. So they had something, a product they could sell.
So it sounds like once they found a way to nurture the soil, create the right kinds of trees, and the trees began to grow, then the trees began to provide the kinds of products that they could use to create an economy. And so not only did the trees help to revitalize the water and the soil, but it also helped to revitalize and sustain the community itself.
Exactly.
How big did the forest grow?
Oh, it's continuing to grow. I know the first planting, they got in like a million trees, but
Wait, did you say a million?
Yeah, I think they planted a million trees.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's ongoing. The Colombian government got involved, and they're continuing to plant.
So how long did it take for this community to be built from one man's visionary idea and persistent efforts?
I think he began in about 1970. So from then till the present. And it's still evolving.
My guest is Ellen D. Davidson, author of the children's book, The Miracle Forest. Now, I read in your book that a hospital was built. And not only that, but they built a small open-air village next to the hospital for families to be able to be next to their loved ones when they were sick, but there were not enough sick people to support the hospital. So they changed it to something else.
Well, actually, in Colombia, to have a hospital, you have to be able to have 3 full-time doctors. And they didn't have enough sick people to support 3 full-time doctors. The open-air village was partially to be hospitable to the indigenous local Wahibo, and they have been a part of the community too.
So how big is this community when we talk about population?
By the time I finished writing my book, there were 200 permanent residents. And they had built a school. I don't know how many permanent residents they have now. It's been growing.
So all of that from one man's idea, staring out over a barren landscape. Well, your story cuts across multiple educational disciplines, Ellen, from basic geography to agriculture and farming to renewable energy resources to economics, communications, community building, entrepreneurial problem solving, and sustainability. It seems like schools and homeschooling parents like me would love to have a resource like this. Have you received any interest?
I'm beginning to. Archangel Ancient Tree Archive, a nonprofit located in Michigan that is preserving the genetics of old resilient champion trees in living tree libraries, just featured it on their website. And they have one of their living tree libraries in Port Orford, Oregon, in the state of Jefferson, where we all live.
Well, tell me about you, Ellen. What's your background?
I live in Bayside, which is outside of Arcata, California, and I've worked as an elementary school teacher, a piano teacher, creative writing teacher. I've lived in Humboldt County for 32 years now, and have fallen in love with the redwood forests. I love that deep peace we feel and that amazing hush, which I just found out from reading Diana Beresford Kroger's new book, Our Green Heart, is actually scientifically real. That hush is caused because of the lichen, and also trees have substances in their bark which buffer sound. And that was really exciting to me because I always felt like I was going into this holy, quiet, sacred place. And it's wonderful to find out the science backs that.
Well, I learned a lot from your book. I learned that if we nurture the land and nurture the trees, they will nurture us right back. How can people find your book, The Miracle Forest?
12 Willows Press. For orders of 10 books or more, we'll deliver them directly. Northtown and other local bookstores can order the books.
Okay.
And they're available online at all the usual vendors, Barnes and Noble.
Well, we'll put a link on our website. That's all the time we have for this segment of the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you, Ellen, for writing such a compelling story that we can use to teach our children.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
My guest was Ellen D. Davidson, a Northern California-based author of the multilingual illustrated children's book, The Miracle Forest. I'm Mike Green, and you're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.